Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. This episode is brought to you by Grizzly Nina, one of our newest Patreon patrons. Today, we're going to talk about the one-year anniversary fishing tournament in Pocket Camp, personalities in Animal Crossing, and a bit about furniture. So, welcome, Sergio. Hello, hello.
Hello, Chuy. Hello, everyone. How are you doing, Chuy?
I'm doing well. We're getting back from our big Thanksgiving break, so that's fun.
Yes.
And then, yeah, I guess I'm just like, well, this is the last week of November. There was rumors about two directs in November, and so far we've had one.
That's right.
Do you think it's going to happen?
No. I don't think so. There's just been nothing at this point.
Yeah, I really didn't think it was likely. I just feel like their focus is Super Smash Bros. Pokemon is already out. I think they just want to push those games. And yeah, I don't know. I guess people are kind of doubting that the Switch is going to sell a lot this holiday season. I guess I'm not in that boat. I feel like there are a lot of people that are excited about a Switch right now, you know?
Yes.
So yeah, I don't know. I guess people are wondering if Smash is enough, and I'm like, you guys, if Smash isn't enough at this point, like, I don't know what would be outside of Animal Crossing, you know?
Right.
Animal Crossing is a huge game. Pokemon's already a huge game. I think a lot of people are waiting for that next Pokemon, but I know for a fact a lot of people are waiting for Animal Crossing. And so, yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, but maybe there'll be a direct next month.
Yeah, that's what I'm expecting, you know, next month after Smash is out. And regarding the Switch, I know the Mario Kart bundle is basically the Switch with a free copy of digital Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. I know that one is selling really well. I don't know how well the Pikachu and Eevee bundles are selling. I know the game itself is selling really well, but yeah, I'm hoping also that they're able to meet their goals, and I'm sure Smash is going to be the key player there.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a huge thing for them. And then even, like, I don't know, having a strong beginning of the year right after people have gotten a Switch and they're like, cool, now I'm interested in getting more games. Here are all these new ones, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah, I think they can take advantage of that. But I think, I hope we get a direct next month and they just show us a dang trailer for Animal Crossing already. Yes. I need a trailer.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're starting to run off of steam of, you know, the announcement of Isabelle in the game itself, but we need to see some of the details already.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to talk about it in a little bit, but I'm just waiting for something new Animal Crossing to come. And there is something on the way. Of course, we have the Switch game, but there are some updates coming to Pocket Camp that I'm excited about. But yeah, I just need something Animal Crossing at this point. I feel like it's been way too long.
Yes.
So speaking of Animal Crossing, let's just get right into the show. Pocket Camp, the one-year anniversary is still going on. I had, honestly, I thought it was like over after the gardening event, but they've also thrown in a fishing tournament.
Nice.
And by the time everybody's listening to this, the fishing tournament is done, like it's over. Mm. Because they're only like 6 days. It's crazy how short they are.
Yes.
And then they start like after we've recorded the podcast. So I don't know if we'll ever be like mid fishing tournament when this thing's actually out.
Right.
Yeah. But they added another fishing tournament event. And the thing that surprises me is that I think there were only like 5 items offered in this tournament.
Oh.
It seemed pretty slim, like the selection of things. Usually I felt like we got like, you know, 7 to 9 items.
Yes.
But 5. So I don't know. I got the items really quickly. I've gotten tons and tons of multiples of
Right.
the items. I'm just still trying to get the last leaf tickets from that event, which was insane. It was like catch 20 gold mackerel fish. Oh, so I should probably mention this. So the fish that you're catching in this one were the gold mackerel or the horse mackerel, gold football fish, or an angler fish for people who know it by its real name. Not scientific, though, I guess. The gold olive flounders and
Ooh.
gold tuna.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, the gold tuna, whenever you caught that thing, you'd rack up the centimeters. You'd
Nice.
get so many. So it was really, it was an easy fishing tournament to complete because of those tuna. But it was also like the least worth completing just because there were so few items in it.
Right.
So that I felt was a kind of a bummer. And then the other thing was, I mentioned those 1 year anniversary candles. Before the tournament started, like I was done collecting those. Like I already got all the ones that I needed to be done with the event. But they really give you a ton of 1 year anniversary candles in this. And I'm just like, I don't really need these anymore. But at the same time, I was like, well, this is good for people who are just hopping in for the 1 year anniversary. Like, say they just caught on that this was going to happen.
Right.
I'm pretty sure like I got enough to complete all of those, I guess, goals and rewards,
Oh, nice.
Just through the fishing tournament alone. So it practically doubled all the things that you got. It was crazy. But yeah, it seemed like overkill. I feel like if they were gonna add that many, it would have been fun to get like extras of those special prizes. Because you do kind of get extras of the fishing prizes, but I don't know, there are only five of them, so I have 10 of everything. I don't
Nice.
know.
And this one was at the beach.
Yeah, this was another beach one. I think most of them have been the beach. I think there were maybe one or two that were at the river.
Right.
So yeah, this one was just a beach one. And you know, while I'm thinking about this, like Jackie wants me to add, or wants us to add another segment to the show, which is Jackie's great ideas for Animal Crossing. But while we were talking about this, she asked if there was a chameleon character. And I was like, yeah, there is. There's Nat, and he runs the bug catching contest.
Right.
Do you think we're ever gonna get like bug catching contests, or have we already gotten one? Did I miss that?
I don't think there's been. There should be.
I'm going to look that up, but I think it's strange to just have the fishing ones when we have a place where we can catch bugs.
Right. I guess, there's only one area, but I mean, that would work. That's fine.
Yeah, so I'm looking it up, and it seems like there was a bug catching event. But I don't
I
know.
definitely don't remember that.
No, I don't know. I think there was an event where there were like rare bugs that had a higher percentage rate of appearing or something. Somebody will probably be able to let us know in the comments. Just to, I don't know. Because, yeah, I guess I just don't remember Nat showing up. And it would be pretty cool to see him and do like
Yes.
the same thing but different, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I think it'd be fun. What else was I going to say about this? Yeah, overall, I was just surprised at how few rewards there were, and kind of how easy it was to win them, you know?
Yes.
And then outside of that, yeah, like I said in the beginning, I'm waiting for something new Animal Crossing to happen, and right now I'm just like, when do we get the cabin?
Yes.
Maybe it's gonna happen right after this fishing tournament. I imagine you'll hop on to see the cabin, right?
Oh yes, for sure. I'm patiently waiting for it, and I'm definitely coming back to the game because I want to see a new area that it's sort of indoors that you can decorate the flooring in the wallpaper. Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. And a cabin just makes a lot of sense with the camping nature and atmosphere of Pocket Camp. I'm definitely back.
Yeah, I think yeah, it just makes perfect sense to have a cabin that you're going away to, and I'm really excited to see what that area looks like, you know?
Yes.
And I'm excited to, I want to know if we can upgrade our cabin, make it bigger, add some floors, add some rooms. I mean, at
Right.
this point, just give us an Animal Crossing game, you know?
Nice.
But yeah, I feel like this makes it the addition of a cabin. If people were to start playing the game for the first time after this update, I would probably think like this would be a sh an I guess a more accurate representation of Animal Crossing.
Yes.
And that excites me because I'm like, it's a great formula. It works. I think there are some good differences in the game where you're like crafting your furniture instead of like buying it at the store, you know? But yeah, I think it's gonna feel more like an Animal Crossing game after this update, because it's never quite felt all the way Animal Crossing, you know?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. And yeah, I just need a trailer. I need to know what's happening. I need to see the new game and then cry because it's so great.
Yeah, and you know, it makes sense for them to put out the cabin after they finish the events of the anniversary. So I believe they had a scavenger one already. I believe there's also been the cookie one, and now the fishing one, and also the gardening event. So I'm fairly certain they're done. So we should get the cabin pretty soon. I really hope so.
Yeah, you're right. Like that, this has been a busy month of Animal Crossing,
Yes.
and I can't believe it's only been what 25 days and we've done three major events.
Yes.
Yeah, so they just keep coming. And honestly, like I play more when the events are going on because I feel like, oh, I kind of want to do that stuff. But now I'm kind of now I think it was different though because it was the 1 year anniversary stuff. I think as I go on, I will probably pick and choose the events I want to play more than others. Just because, you know, like I mentioned, I'm better about leaf tickets now just because I'm like, I don't feel like I need every single item in the game.
Yes, that's right.
I will save that feeling for the next Animal Crossing Switch game that comes out. But for now, I'm just like, you know, I have only so much time to play, so I'm just gonna enjoy what I do.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's been fun, but at the same time, I'm just like, I've been playing a lot lately, and I don't really want to. So yeah, I'm excited to see you come back though for some things.
Oh, yes.
Just because I see you falling down my list of friends in how long you've played, so.
Right. I got the music box. Somebody from our Discord, thank you. They told me that KK is in us on the music box itself, and I definitely went there to get it. It was free
Yeah,
too. It was nice.
That's great too. Yeah, the free items they've been giving us have been pretty good
Yeah.
right now. So I don't mind that at all. And you need all the KK things, so
Yes.
I'm glad people are keeping you up to date on that. Yeah, I guess so. That is the first anniversary. I think it's just about over, and I well probably over by now. Now that this episode is out.
Yes.
But yeah, it was fun. It's been busy, but I'm ready to like take it easy and log in once a day, talk to my campers so they give me some essences. I guess I don't know if I told you, but since I've started playing, the thing I do care about is building every amenity and maxing it out. And so I'm pretty close, but also pretty close sounds pretty far because I need like 200 and something historical essences.
Oh, wow.
So I'm pretty far,
And
but I want to be close.
then you're seeking out the villagers that give you those ones, correct?
Yeah, building all their furniture to, you know, just have the right people to be able to invite them over to my camp and get
Right.
the things. Yeah, so right now I've been essentially stockpiling everything. Like I have the elegant essences I need to build the rest of what those go toward. I'm just about there with modern essences, and then after that I was going to move in all of my historical people and max out those amenities just to level up my historical people. And then they'll be able to, I'll get more essences out of them, essentially. So that's the goal. But yeah, that's what I've been doing in the game. That's what I care about. I've been thinking of buying one of those special camper or RV things.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah, one of the new skins for that. But yeah, that's about all for that. Let's move on because I've been excited about this. You made a list of a bunch of different topics that we can go through, and it was hard to pick just one. But I thought, you know, this is a good one to talk about. Let's talk about personalities in Animal Crossing. And for those who don't exactly know, like, kind of the background mechanics of Animal Crossing, every villager has is assigned a personality, essentially. And depending on their personality, they'll have different dialogue, act differently, you know. And one of the big things with it is that in New Leaf, those personalities were tied to certain public works projects. So yeah, let's go ahead and get into those personalities. So the first four are the female personalities. There's Normal, Peppy, Snooty, and Uchi. And Uchi was, which is a strange word, I know. It's not really an English word. There, nobody ever really translated it
No.
into like an English version of the name, so we just call it Uchi. But that one was added in New Leaf, so it was a new personality. The male personalities were Lazy, Jock, Cranky, and Smug. And once again, Smug was also added in New Leaf, so two personalities were added in New Leaf. Now that I think of it, I guess I never realized that villagers in the older games could only have like one of six personalities.
Exactly. I wanted to point that out because so I played City Folk a lot when it came out, meaning a lot of time during each day, but I want to say I probably played it maybe 8 months total. And after that, you know, I was just waiting for the next Animal Crossing game. So I wasn't, I guess when New Leaf came out, I had been away for a long time and I completely forgot that there were only six. I just assumed the eight were always there. So when I found out recently that those two were added in New Leaf, that was crazy, especially Uchi, because that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising that there were new personalities instead of just like the same. I don't know. I guess it never felt like there were a few personalities. It always felt like there were a lot of different ones. Which is even surprising considering like Animal Crossing population growing. You got 15 villagers, and it's crazy to make all 15 villagers just sound different, you know, or feel different and unique. So, yeah, it's pretty surprising to me.
No, I'm you know, they gotta do that. They gotta when you have two or three different lazy characters, I'm sure somewhere in the magic of their code, they do make them unique because, like you said, we've had a lot of different villagers of the same personalities over the years and over the games, and we can kind of pinpoint, you know, their differences. I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's been good to see them at least change. But I also feel like, I don't know, it felt more noticeable in the later games when you had villagers with the same personality type. And I don't know if it's just me becoming more aware and, you know, growing up and, you know, being able to catch this better, or if it's just like they only have so much time to write in unique dialogue before the game has to come out, you know? So yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell where what's going on there. But yeah, I guess my first question for you in regards to this is, if you all noticed, I listed these personality types by gender. And so, like, if you have a male villager, they could only fall under four personality types: lazy, jock, cranky, smug. And then the same for female, they could only be normal, peppy, snooty, or Uchi. So I guess in the future games, would you prefer them to be separated like that, or would you prefer that they stop making personalities specific to gender?
Yes, absolutely. They need to break that up. They need to allow, regardless of gender, the villagers should be able to be any of the eight personalities or maybe more, but they shouldn't be gender locked for sure. I mean, we're going to talk later on about more things that we want added to the personalities system, but if I can only have one thing, it would be this, for them to be unlocked and to be available regardless of gender. That would be the best, I think.
Yeah, and I think it adds to like the amount of variety you could get from the characters. Because I feel like, everybody can have these types of personalities. Like, it's not specific to gender or anything, but I feel like just playing the game, it'd be more exciting to get a character and you don't know if they're going to be like one of eight personalities versus
Yes.
one of four, you know?
Right.
So yeah, I just feel like that's more exciting too. So yeah, I agree. I think they need to stop locking them like that and just let people let the animals be whatever just makes sense to them, you know?
Right. And it's happened a couple of times, very few times actually. It's kind of limited when a villager changes personality between the games. But this would be a nice opportunity to really change things up if they're no longer going to be gender locked. It would be nice to change some previous female villagers into the male personalities. So it would not only be exciting for new villagers, but it would be a good opportunity to change up some of the old ones and really mix things up.
Yeah. And when you mention that, it makes me think of City Folk when some villager was kind of just really starting to bug me. Like, I was kind of uncomfortable when I'd talk to them. And so I complained about them at the town hall. And then they changed. And it was even creepier. Like, not creepy because I was uncomfortable. I was just like, what did I do to this villager? I feel like I brainwashed them and they're just not the same anymore. So I worry about that for that reason.
Right.
But at the same time, I feel like as you grow closer to a villager, it changes naturally. You know, I feel like as you become more acquainted, you're closer, you know more about each other. I think that just makes the villager feel more real, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, it feels like they're moving on. You're not going to talk about the same things with somebody you just met as somebody you always knew.
Yes.
So I like that. I would like that aspect of the game to be, I guess, pretty accurate, you
Oh, for
know?
sure, for sure. I like personally, I would really like to see a male Uchi character and also a cranky female villager. I think those would be pretty funny.
Yeah, I feel like they fit too. Like we
Yeah, oh
see those
yeah.
characters on TV and they're great. They're fun.
Yeah.
Or even like movies and books and everything. So, yeah, I think it would work really well. So let's quickly talk about the personalities in the past game. So, and kind of like how they came to light. So, population growing, I mentioned that game, and I mentioned it specifically because when I played that game, I felt like these characters felt pretty real to me, you know? They
Yes.
felt like I don't know, like the writing was pretty accurate. And I don't know, maybe I look back and sometimes I'm like, I don't think somebody would say that to somebody just because looking back now, I'm like, oh, these characters were pretty aggressive at times.
Yes.
But, when you're sitting there pushing them around and hitting them with a net, it makes sense for them to act that way. So, yeah, that's something. So, but yeah, they felt real. It felt like they were really the personalities that they were.
Yes.
And then I think the one problem that came up with it was that they were sometimes coming off as aggressive and they would actually like insult the players, you know?
Yes.
So I think Animal Crossing has been getting away from that and trying to be a fairly relaxing game, and I don't think people feel as relaxed when they're getting bombarded with things like that. So it makes sense for the change, but that was how the, I guess, personalities were in that game. What did you feel about the personalities in that game?
I agree. You know, back when I was playing Population Growing, I was still mostly learning English for the most part, but I do remember being thrown aback a little bit by some of the comments. That one, and even Wild World, is still a little bit, and even to this date, sometimes you see a couple of screenshots like on Twitter or other social media of people pointing out the things that the villagers used to say. They were really rough.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising to see that in an Animal
Right.
Crossing game, you know? So yeah, I guess Wild World. Do you remember what the dialogue was like in that one?
I remember it was like you said, it's toned down from Population Growing. I guess definitely Population Growing was the most literal, and they said, okay, this is cranky, then 100% cranky. But in Wild World, it was a little bit of the same. It wasn't as toned down as the newer games, but it was definitely still a little bit dialed up.
Yeah, it felt like a definitely closer to Population Growing, but starting to get toned
Yes,
down. Yeah, I
yes.
agree with that. And then City Folk, I feel like once again it took that step toward being more toned down, more relaxing,
Yes.
and it overall it's felt like they've been trying to perfect the tone they're going for, you know?
Yes, and I don't have any data to back this up, but I kind of assume that this happened more in North America and in Europe than in Japan. I guess, you know, when they're doing the translating, they might be concerned about that and they might tone it down even further.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, I feel like they toned down Rossetti specifically because of the
Yes.
Japanese audience too, though. So I don't know if it was like from that point forward, they kind of recognized that, oh, some people are, you know, they're not responding well to however Rossetti's yelling to them,
Yes.
yelling at them. Maybe we should take that into account for all of the games and, you know, make the characters a little bit friendlier to the players.
Yes.
Yeah, so I wonder, I guess, how it was handled with every region and every country, you know.
Right.
And then finally, New Leaf feels definitely like the most mild version of the games in general, you know. Very I guess villagers are just in general pretty kind to the players. They feel tame,
Yes.
which I think that's a good word just because like they're animals. Like instead of being wild animals, they're pretty tame animals, and they're there to be a part of the society, a member of the society.
Yes.
So yeah, they just feel tame.
And what do you think? Would you like it that way? Should they be maybe a little more, have a little more personality like in the older games? Myself, I would kind of want that.
Yeah, I think I want them to go back to a little bit more personality just because I don't know. I guess like I said, in this new one, I felt like they were when you had two villagers of the same personality, I felt like you could really tell that they were the same personality in this
Yes.
one. And so yeah, I guess I feel like giving them more of a chance to play with those personalities lets you put in more differences for every villager so they feel more unique.
Yes, that's a good point. Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, I guess I'd like them to get back, but I totally like it's a hard thing to do. It's a
Right.
hard thing to pull off
Right.
because they need to do it in a way where they can't well they just don't want to scare off players, you know. They want it to continue being that relaxed game that it is. And so I feel like some of the personalities make it hard to pull off. Yeah, so I don't know. I think it'd be hard to pull off, but I would like them to.
Right. Or if not, at least don't tame it further. I think we're good.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's already at a level that's very comfortable for players.
Yes.
And taking it further would just be, you know, hard.
Yes.
I think a lot of people would be like, all right, this is a little too toned down for
Yes.
me. So, yeah, that's one thing with that. So, how would you like to see personalities change in the future?
So other than removing the gender lock, like we discussed, that would be my priority, if you will. If we can have a little more, couple of things, for me, it would be, of course, more personalities. It would be nice to have at least two more so that every villager could be one of 10. If we could have four more, that would be even better, you know, so every villager could be one of 12, and then there would be a lot of variety. If possible, though, it might be nice to explore the possibility of mixing the personalities. What I mean is, you know, your typical lazy villager could still be lazy, that's fine, but they could also be cranky maybe a couple days a week. And that would be basically the villagers will have their main personality and then a sub personality that would kick in every now and then. I don't know if that's possible. It would take a lot of time to really code that in and change the dialogue enough. But if possible, that would be very nice because, you know, you don't often find people that are just one personality. So it would be nice to mix them up a little bit.
That would be cool. It'd be cool to see a blend, because then that, like, even keeping it at the eight personalities we have now, I won't do the I won't even try to do the math on this, but you could be one personality and then also one of the other seven on top of that. Like, that is a lot. So that would already create so many different combinations of what a villager could be. So I think it'd be cool though. I'd really like that, 'cause it, I don't know, you take things like the Myers-Briggs test or whatever it's called, where you're finding out, have you ever done one of these personality tests before? Yeah, so there's like 16 different personality types associated with that, but yeah, you know, it's cool to see like what different kind of mix people can be depending on like how they answer those things.
Yes, and for the most part, I'm guessing you wouldn't really have any control over it, and it would just happen randomly, so it would really keep things interesting, I think.
Yeah, I think it would. So what I would want to see is I want to see more personalities, like you said. I don't want them to be gender locked, and I but okay, so one of the main reasons I want to see more personalities is, funny enough, kind of because Pocket Camp, they're not exactly personalities, but we get so they sort of are at the same time. I don't know, but you know, like they're different essences, like the different type of villager you get in Pocket Camp. Those all tend to be associated with a different amenity that you can place in your camp. So when I think of personalities in games like New Leaf, the personalities are associated with certain public works projects that you get. And I think that's going to be one of the big focuses in the new game, just because, like, New Leaf, this mechanic was totally new, but it had its problems. Things like you couldn't really place things and see exactly where they were going to be. You couldn't move, like, the camera angle and stuff. But the other thing is, like, after you've seen everything, you're like, okay, what else can I build, though? Like, you still want more. So I feel like they have to add more personalities to give us more public works projects. Like, and that opens it up to like DLC stuff in the future where they're like, oh, here's a new set of villagers and they can build these types of things, you know?
Ooh, nice.
So it'd be pretty cool to see that. And then another thing. Let me see. I guess one thing we didn't talk about was how. Oh, wait, we did. About how the personalities go into public works projects.
And I like your point about Pocket Camp. It's true. That could be a prelude, like a preview of how they're planning to change the personalities. Because, like you said, in Pocket Camp, it's by the essences. This could be a sign that they're really looking at things and saying, we're going to change the core concept of personalities. That could be exciting.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. Yeah, I guess I wonder if they would take it that direction. 'Cause there are, I guess I haven't counted, but there are a lot of different essences that you can get from villagers. So I imagine each of those is another personality type.
And as far as I remember, those are not gender locked, so That's good.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I didn't even realize that. So, I'd be comfortable with them moving toward in that direction.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, and I know like a lot of people's complaints in the beginning of the game were that it was that the dialogue was too samey for all the
Yes.
villagers in Pocket Camp, but maybe it's just because I haven't been reading the dialogue, but now it seems like, oh, there's a lot of different things villagers can
Yes.
say, and they've actively been growing that, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I guess it would be a good direction to take it in. Pocket Camp's not bad. If I were to remake that five features Pocket Camp video, I'd probably talk about that, like the personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'd be cool. What personalities would you like to see added?
Okay, so I came up with a couple. The first one, I guess it would be sad in a way, but I'm kind of just saying like it would be like a blue type of feeling. So it's like a sad or non-confident villager, but overall in a good mood. So it wouldn't be like a downer completely. But I want them to explore a little bit of the sadness that it's out there, and it should be recognized.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that one just because I feel like everybody's got sad friends
Right,
and
right.
people they know who are just kind of sad. So it'd be fun to have like a kind of moody villager. Maybe
Right.
they could be a lot of different types of moody too. Like, oh, I'm in a band moody, or I'm just gonna be at home and play video games
Nice.
moody. So, yeah, I think those are fun.
Right. And then another one would be, I'm calling it Chipper. So it would be kind of similar to the Peppy one, but I'm thinking more in a social sense. So they would know everything about every villager, and they would always be hanging out with pretty much everyone. They would always go to all the social events, and they would be the ones that talk the most, but not in a bad way. They would be nice about everything.
Yeah, I think that's fun too. Yeah, I guess it is similar to the peppy type of thing. But maybe I don't know, I could see Chipper being different in the sense of like, hey,
Yeah.
they're being excited for other people too, you know?
Yeah, right. Like they would be like the party animal, as ironic as that may sound.
Yeah. That'd be a good personality too, party
Right.
animal,
Right,
because they are animals and they like
party
to party.
animal. And the last one that I have is feisty. So so like kind of like a rebel, but a good rebel in a way. So they wouldn't really follow advice, and but they wouldn't be out to get you, but they would kind of just want to cause trouble just to see what happens, but not too much, just enough.
Yeah, that's pretty fun too. 'Cause I feel, yeah, those are good ones. I like them a lot. The ones I came up with are adventurous. I guess I'll go into it. So adventurous, when we watched the Animal Crossing movie, I felt like the character was it the male villager character.
Right.
I felt like he gave me kind of an adventurous vibe with his
Yes.
personality, you know?
For sure.
So I thought of that one. The other was shy, just because, there are a lot of people who are shy.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good one.
And let's see, there's also smart. Like, I feel like we don't really have so those like characters that are just like smart, like they're
Right.
really into learning things. Maybe Blathers, I guess.
Oh, yes. For
But yeah,
sure.
I feel like a smart character would be fun, or like a smart personality where there are people who just like, oh, let me tell you about all these things. And then it would make sense when when they have those tutorial types of dialogue
Oh,
where they
yes.
say, oh, did you know you could do this? And maybe they'd be pretty good at like giving you some secrets in the late game.
Ooh.
And so I don't know, I think they'd be
Yeah,
fun.
they'll be in the know.
Yeah, and then the other one I thought was like crazy, which I think I was getting to feisty. I was thinking the same like feisty type of thing
Right.
as you.
No, I like that. I like crazy. You know, I like the shy one. It would be nice to keep talking to them and kind of help them break out of their shell and go to events with them and just say, oh, you know, I'll go with you so you can go. That'd be nice.
Yeah, and it kind of gives me that vibe of Sable from the Able Sisters.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So, yeah, I don't know. It'd be kind of like that, where as you talk to them, they tell you more and more. Yeah, so that's what I was thinking for that.
Yeah, for sure. I like this a lot. You know, even the adventures that would work really well for some of the mini games that we've been thinking or wishing for the next game. And also, it's smart, like you said, for the tutorials. That works really well.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. Yeah, I'm excited about all these things because they're like we were saying, there's just so many different personalities to pick from, and I don't know, I feel like a lot of them would really work in the game. Some of them, I guess, like I said, grumpy and cr or cranky, rather, and snooty, kind of the smug one. Some of them do run the risk of being like overly negative, but I don't know. I feel like having a good mix of that makes the game feel more alive, more real,
Yes.
and just in general, like you connect more with it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Though, like I said, one of my favorite villagers after a while was this cranky little bear cub named Vladimir, and he was always being really mean to me, but when he moved away, I was sad about it still. I was like, oh no, Vladimir moved away. Did I make a move because I was too mean back? Or, I don't know. He told me not to take the money in his tree, and then I did. So maybe I scared him off. So, yeah, so I don't know. I think it's fun. I think it just gives you more personalities to enjoy. So it's pretty
Yes.
cool.
Yes, there's a lot of potential there for sure, you know, break off the gender locks, and then if you can add more, that's great. If we can mix and match, that's even better. The more personalities and the more variety, the better.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see how they grow this,
Yes.
and I have a feeling that we are gonna get at least two more personalities for this game, just because I know if I were making a follow-up to New Leaf, I would think about what we added to New Leaf that could be improved, and for that there was the mayoral duty and being able to build public works projects, and I'd be like, okay, so we need more public works projects. We're gonna not only add more for these personality types, we're gonna add some more personalities, so it makes sense to add like a lot more things. So yeah, that's one of the things I would think of. Put your mind in the, I guess, put yourself in the mind of a creator of, and just think like, what would I do to make this game even better?
Yes.
Yeah,
Nice.
so, and you know, we do have to have, it'll probably take us a while to think about this, but one of my friends asked me the other day, he was like, so what don't you like about Animal Crossing? And I was like, oh, this is really hard because I never think of that. Like, I never really think about what I don't like from that game. And I'm sure there might be some things, but I just don't know right now. So we might need to, go that direction one day and think like, if there was something that I don't want to come back, what would it be?
Oh, right.
Yeah, so in the future we'll talk about that, but right now there's just so many cool things to think about for the game that I don't know. I guess I just never get around to thinking about what I wouldn't want in the game. Yeah. Though I'm sure actually that's a bit of a different question. I'm sure we could think about things we wouldn't like to be in the game.
Yes.
But things that we wouldn't like returning from past games, that's a little bit harder.
Gotcha, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, I went a little bit off topic there, but that's just what happens when you're thinking about Animal Crossing. Yeah, so did you have anything else to say about personalities?
No, just hopefully, you know, I'm pretty sure they're gonna take a deep look at this because it's a big part of how we interact with the villagers. It's a big part of the game as we know it and as we experience it. So I'm really hoping and I'm fairly certain they're gonna be mixing it up and changing it, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna be for the better. So let's just hope.
Yeah, and I think you're right too. I think you make a really good point with that, just because it is a really big part of the game, speaking to your villagers all the time.
Right.
And it doesn't quite feel the same when you get to the point in Animal Crossing where you're not really interacting with your villagers in the game. And I don't know, I guess I'd like there to be more ways to improve that. Like, I think when I played Animal Crossing Population Growing, I could always ask for something to do for my villagers. So I think that alone kept me speaking to my villagers a lot longer
Yes.
than the other games. So yeah, I guess I just want there to be more reasons to talk to your villagers and not feel like they're taking you out of the environment, you know?
Yes,
I
that's
want
right.
them to feel immersive and part of that
Right.
experience. Yeah. So, anyways, let's get into Haken's Villager Corner. And I was a total dummy last week. We missed a couple answers that had come in. And you know what? Now that I'm thinking of it, I also totally forgot to add a late answer just to include them in there. I'm gonna open that up. But while I do, I will remind everybody that last week's question was favorite KK Slider song. So, Sergio, if you can actually start reading that for me, I will pull up that other question that I forgot.
Sure thing. So for last week's question about favorite KK Slider song, we have an answer by Emily E. Petit, and she says, "This is tough because many of them have a special place in my heart. KK Fair was the first KK song I ever heard. Only Me was my favorite one growing up, but nowadays I love KK Bossa and 2 Days Ago." And for those of you that may remember, 2 Days Ago was actually mentioned quite a few times last week, so it's a popular one.
Yeah, that is. And KK Bossa is a great one too, because
Oh yes.
that one's one of the rare ones that got like that re like actual lyrics written to it.
Yes.
So that one's always really fun. So yeah, we missed Emily's last week. That was too bad. And then Grizzly Nina, we also missed hers, and she said, "I love forest life. Really reminds me of the happy plinky feeling of playing Animal Crossing."
Yes.
And I'm so sad I missed this one because I definitely read it when it came out, but the way the comments loaded, I have to like click another button to load older comments. So that's what happened when I missed it. I messaged her and I was like, "I don't see it." And then she was like, "Oh, you have to click this." And I was like, "Oh, duh." Of course. But yeah, I was also sad because Forest Life is definitely one of my favorites. That one's
Yes.
very classic. That one, I feel like that's the first song you hear outside of the title sequence or the title song in Animal Crossing Population Growing, because I think that's what KK Slider is playing when he first talks to you, right?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that nothing feels more Animal Crossing than that.
Right.
And then I'm adding this one because I forgot to. Well, we recorded before this one was in there. But anyway, Sarah says, "It's so hard to choose, but I think my favorite is KK Disco. Two more favorites are KK Dixie and Bubblegum KK. I just love how they all sound. There's no such thing as a bad KK song, though." Ain't
That's
that
right.
right? Yeah, we need KK on Spotify, by the way, Spotify, if you're listening. So yeah, that was just to catch up on last week's question. Now let's get to this week's question. I think it's a fun one, and I'll go ahead and ask you first, Sergio. What is your favorite furniture series?
So mine is the modern wood. I really like the way it looks. You know, it has like a light brown versus dark brown contrast, and the wallpaper and the flooring are perfect, beautiful looking wood. And you know, I'm a big fan of getting everything that I can with a wood finish. So when I saw that in New Leaf, I'm not sure if it was in the games before, but in New Leaf, I just had to get it, and that's my furniture series in my living room as soon as you enter my house, and I love it.
Yeah, we are agreeing on a lot today because that is also my favorite. I
Ooh,
love,
nice.
love, love Modern Wood series.
Yes.
And it is a new one that they added in New Leaf.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it was never in the game before. And it was a great addition. I think it was
Yeah,
perfect.
it just goes so well.
Yeah, and same feelings for me. Like, I love that natural wood kind of look and feel, so I was all about
Yes.
it. So let's get into our village or our villager answers, and I'll go ahead and start. We'll go back and forth. Dragonflame 323 says 7-Eleven barbecue, JK. I really like the Sloppy series for really nailing that aesthetic. I also really enjoy Alpine series for how cozy it is. These two are awesome. I love the Sloppy series. It's so hard to get
Yes.
because it's one of those that like you can't find in the store. You just have to randomly get it. And I don't know how it works, but like sometimes it pops up in Reese's place, you know. But yeah, it's hard to find.
Yes, but that's a good point. It just looks really, really sloppy, and it's very unique. It's really out there. That's a good answer. I like it.
Yeah, and then the Alpine series, I'd probably say that's my second favorite of the new ones they added.
Ooh.
I like that series a lot. I think it's fun. And both of these, like, you can do refurbishing jobs on them, and they're pretty great.
Yes.
So, yeah, those are good answers.
Nice. Next, we have Grace, or a penguin named Abraham. And the answer is princess. It's just so pretty and delicate looking. Plus, it's got a birdcage. The pink Rococo series is also really nice. On one hand, it's a pity they're so hard to get, but on the other, it makes it feel so much more rewarding when you do complete them. That's a good point for the rare ones, you know. It's a struggle at first while you're completing the series, but once you have the whole thing, it's really hard not to want to just leave it there forever.
Yeah, and those both are the Gracie Grace type of furnitures too. So it's not only like you can only find them a certain season of the year, they're also really expensive to
Yes.
get.
Right.
So, yeah, and I do like that she mentioned the pink rococo. So I like that she likes having them refurbished too.
Yes, right.
So you can't just have the normal thing. You gotta have it a little bit special too.
Nice.
So I'll read this next one from Alex, aka Coconut. They say, I think the Cabana series just was always cozy to me. I went through a phase where I really was into KK Salsa, and I always thought that series paired well with it. That's another fun one. I love
Yes.
when you pair the music with whatever's in your place. That's
Yeah.
always really fun. And the Cabana series is a good one because I don't know, it just feels like it gives a different vibe to your place.
Yes.
Because I remember the first time going to the island and Animal Crossing population growing and being like, this is awesome. I want to just have my own little island getaway. So going with those types of series is really fun.
Yes. It's just like inviting and relaxing, cozy. I like it.
Yep.
Next, we have the answer by Sarah. She says, sweets, sweets, sweets. I always have to have a sweets room in my home. I actually have always had a room for each Gracie set, just to flex my bells. I think I'll be going with a more realistic home in Animal Crossing Switch, though. I also love the Sanrio sets. So, once again, another nod for the Gracie series.
Yeah, like yeah, all the Gracie series, they're hard to get, but if you can get them, that's impressive.
Right. In the sweets one, I'm not remembering that one.
The sweets one, it's kind of, how do I describe it? I guess what I remember of it is like those wafer cookies, kind of with
Oh,
some sort of
okay.
creamy filling.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I always think of it.
Nice. Okay, I remember now. Yeah, that looks cool.
Yeah, and so let's go to the next one. Shiny Nya I always feel like I'm reading that wrong. They say, I love the Sanrio sets, especially Little Twin Stars. I'm also a big fan of the Mermaid series. They both have this 90s pastel color scheme, which reminds me of my childhood.
Ooh.
And I guess what I'm sad about not getting the Sanrio sets is that I have not seen them enough. I know some of them, but for the most part, I'm just like, oh, what is that item? That's
Right.
pretty cool. So,
Right.
yeah, maybe I'll go through those this week and just take a look at them.
Nice. And I do remember the mermaid one, and she's right about the colors. It's nice, nostalgic.
Yeah.
Next we have Grizzly Nina, and the answer is I often decorate with a mix of series in my Animal Crossing homes, but if I could only pick one, it would be the ranch series. I usually have Cyrus paint the items white, since the original color is a little too yellow for me. Second place would be the Modern Wood series, minus the terrible wallpaper and carpet. I do like this one too, the ranch.
Yeah, that one's a good one to mix in with your home. I think that's whenever I see that one, I see it remodeled in a way that really works with other sets.
Yes.
So that is pretty cool. And yeah, it is so hard to work that wallpaper and carpet into your home in the Modern Wood
Yes,
series.
right.
I say 100% it works so much better in smaller rooms. Like once you have the big room, it's just an eyesore. It's too much for the room. But I think the small rooms pull it off a lot better.
Yes.
So Joe says, do the Japanese items count as a series? If not, I guess I will go Astro series.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of Japanese items, so I'm sure you can make a good series out of them. I'm gonna count it.
Nice. And the Astro one is pretty cool looking too, modern and
Yeah, that
spacey.
one's got like a modern space vibe. It's
Yes.
pretty fun.
Yeah.
I think that's another new one from this game.
I believe so, and it's definitely one of the more unique ones.
Yeah, they added so many really good new sets to the game. Which is hard to pull off
Oh yeah.
because the furniture count is only growing in this game. Like people would be very sad to see their favorite set
Yes.
disappear. So, yeah.
No.
I don't know. It can be hard to think of new things, but also there's so much they can do with it.
Yes. Next we have answer by Mehdi, and the answer is I really like the land the ranch series. Very versatile. That's true
Yeah.
because we discussed how it can be painted different ways. I do agree that the regular ranch it's a little too yellow, so painting it for sure.
Yeah, that's true. And yeah, it is versatile. Spot
Yes.
on. Wolfbite says, I usually employ a mix of the blue and modern sets, along with all the Nintendo stuff. This takes me back, because I'd say in the old games, the very first game, my favorite sets were blue and green. The blue series and the green series. And then the modern set was also one of my favorites too,
Yes, it's
but
nice.
I noticed that like the blue and the modern stuff went together pretty well,
Yes.
and so yeah, that takes me back to like me playing classic Animal Crossing.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, they definitely go well together, for sure. Next, we have answer by Cheryl Jones, and it is I also like the Little Twin Star set since they are favorites and real characters. Otherwise, I like the Mushroom series, though I admit I mainly know it from Pocket Camp since I don't know I knew about them in New Leaf. Shoot, did I miss Mushroom Gathering time again? So
Oh
cute.
no.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Yeah, I got maybe two of the mushroom set this time around. I did not do my mushroom gathering. I'm
Oh.
ashamed of myself. Because this is my favorite time of year, mostly for the mushroom stuff. And the mushroom series is great. A lot of that furniture is so cool and unique and different.
Yes.
Really gives your place a different feel when you use that.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah, so I'm reading the last one, and it is from Emily, and she says, "I really enjoy the Rococo series. Makes a room look very regal. I have them all painted pink from Cyrus and New Leaf, and I love
Nice,
it."
another pink Rococo.
Yeah, and that one's a good one too. Rococo, I think that's also another new set. Like if I think about it. Yeah, so many new sets have become quick favorites in this fandom, and that's what I like to see. I love to see updates that just people love
Yes.
it. They're like, yes, everything you've done for this is exactly what we've always wanted. Keep it up.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's exciting.
Yes.
Yeah, so everybody had great answers. I'm really excited to see what new things we are going to get in this next game because it's going to be, I honestly feel like they can do so much with it because the hardware is so much stronger, the capacity
Ooh.
is so much bigger. Like, we're just going to be able to get so many more things. And part of me, my only worry is that they didn't have time to put it all in there.
Okay.
Yeah, but other than that, I feel like they're gonna do plenty of new things that we're going to like and enjoy and have a great time with.
Yes, and it's been 6 years in Japan, 5.5 years pretty much everywhere else. It's a really long time to add a lot of cool things, and it's basically refining an engine that's already very well polished. So we should see a lot of big things, a lot of nice, pretty detailed and important improvements. I cannot wait.
Yeah, I'm sure it's hard to follow up a game like New Leaf, but I think they're gonna do a great job with it. It's
Yes.
gonna be really fun. So yeah, thank you all so much for listening. If you want to be part of the conversation on all things Animal Crossing, join the Discord. I have a link in the description of this podcast. It's totally free to join. You don't have to be a patron. And if you do join, you can get Sergio and my friend codes. If you do want to be a patron, visit patreon.com/ChewyPlaysNintendo. For just $1, you can support our show and get tons of cool things. I've just updated my goals and rewards, so if you're interested, please take a look. And not just, they've been the same ones for a bit now. But yeah, if you're interested, take a look. And we try to make it worth it because we appreciate your support. And we just want to make sure you guys know it's great. It's really, all of this money is going toward the show. And so, yeah, it's been really exciting. And if you are watching or listening on YouTube, please leave a comment about your favorite furniture set or any personalities you want to see added to Animal Crossing. Please leave a review of the show wherever you're listening. It helps the show gain some visibility and allows the community to grow. And once again, thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.